For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump orders an end to his administration's separation of children from their parents at the border. Like many Americans, the president now says he did not like the sight or feeling of kids being taken from their families after crossing the border illegally, and he signed an executive order stopping the practice.
We're keeping families together.
Finally bowing to pressure after days of falsely insisting only Congress could end the separations. Public outcry had been escalating, with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand saying the government was literally sending babies into detention camps.
It's immoral.
The president insists his zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting all adults caught illegally crossing the border remains, and the order aims to keep families together while they're in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Disney isn't letting go of its pursuit of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets, raising its offer to $70 billion, $5 billion more than Comcast's competing bid. In either proposal, the buyer gets Fox's film and TV studios, the FX network, and regional sports channels. Also, Fox's one-third stake in Hulu, as well as its overseas assets. Fox News, the Fox Broadcast Network, and Fox Sports One will be spun off into a separate company called New Fox. U.S. intelligence agencies concluded Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump, and former State Department official Victoria Nuland told the State Intelligence Committee there are now copycats.
Other countries and malign actors are now adopting and improving on Russia's methodology. China, for example, now runs disinformation campaigns and influence operations in Taiwan, Australia, and other neighboring countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It seems the final frontier just keeps on expanding, and USA's Chris Barnes boldly reports where no newscaster has gone before.
Star Trek Discovery debuted last fall on CBS All Access.
Let's keep the Klingons engaged until the Burnham Father can plant those sensors.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Now CBS Television Studios is making sure there will be plenty more Star Trek content to come in the near future. Executive producer Alex Kurtzman, whose deal was up with CBS Television Studios this year, has signed a massive 5-year extension. In that deal, he's to oversee the development of new Star Trek series, miniseries, and other Star Trek content, including animation. Captain Kirk would be pleased
to see you again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A presidential commission has released plans for tracking asteroids that might get too close to the Earth or even crash into it. NASA's Lindley Johnson explains.
Through our tracking efforts, we've also confirmed that none of these known asteroids have any significant chance of a future impact to Earth. However, our best estimate of that size population shows that about two-thirds remain to be found.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.